Congratulations. You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz.
We're doing a rare morning recording this week. Maysoon, should we just go on winter break for December?
When are you back?
What if we come? I don't know when I'm coming back.
Wait, you don't have a ticket return?
I do. I have a return ticket to Newark, and then I'm not sure how I'm getting home.
Oh my God, Kate.
I hate flying.
I know you hate flying. Are you feeling good about, you're doing some breathing and some heavy mantras and...
No,
you saw,
I'm not. I'm just...
Are you feeling better about having gone to try to see the beavers? Like, did you feel like that was going to help you?
No, because I didn't see the beavers.
But you were in their habitat and you knew they were there. So
yeah,
do you think they knew
I was there?
You were paying respects to the beaver, and I think they know that. Yeah, they knew
Let me tell the listeners...
Okay, listeners.
For the beaver moon that just happened, there was a full moon, the longest lunar eclipse of our lifetime, right?
I think of our lifetime, yeah.
Unless there's some baby who's going to live for like 300 years who was just born, right?
You never know. You just never know.
And it was a beaver moon. I forget why it was a beaver moon, but I went to the Fairfield beaver area, Laurel Creek, where the beavers are, as we mentioned earlier on the show. But it was cloudy, so it was pitch dark.
Yeah.
I couldn't see the moon, and I couldn't see the beavers.
But did you get out of the car and go for a little walkie walk?
Oh, yeah. No, dude. But the thing is, it's in a neighborhood, so I was like,
Yeah, I feel like it's weird to do that at night when you're in the neighborhood, because people are going to be like, there's someone creeping around my neighborhood.
And there's like motion detector lights everywhere. Oh, we thought we were going to get Zodiac'd.
Yeah, exactly. Or just plain out killed.
Well, that's Zodiac. What Zodiac is.
I guess I wasn't thinking serial killer. I was thinking more like Karen freaking out kind of a thing.
Uh-oh.
Breakfast is ready.
Okay, I'm making breakfast, actively making breakfast while recording. Okay, Maysoon, tell me what's going on at the Caddist.
Okay, yeah. So I just...
Is it actually the Caddist?
I call it Caddist. I don't really know how it's pronounced, and I think it's probably
We've been doing this show since 2014. And we'll never know how you're supposed to say that. The name of that place.
I just feel like I've heard some people call it Caddist.
I think it's actually Caddist because I think that Amy Franceschini told me that once. And
what
I think
she really knew.
Because she was dear friends with Helena Keefe, who was married to Joseph Del Pesco.
Who was a director once.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so it looks
like running water.
Oh my God. Kate, that's okay. I think my whole room is vibrating from like the vents from the cookie shop vents. Mm. So it might be a whole sound experiment this episode.
Okay, go ahead.
Are you like intentionally, do you have the mic in the water? It sounded so nice.
I did, yeah.
Okay, so it looks like Caddist has a new director, which is cool. His name is Joey Tang. Let's see. I don't know if I'm saying that right, because the way that it's spelled is J-O-E-Y. So maybe it's Joe E. Maybe you want to say it. I don't know. Anyhow, Joe E.
We apologize. Wait, Maysoon, we got to do all our disclaimers and apologies and stuff.
Okay, one.
So we want to, number one, apologize for any mispronunciations of names or any proper nouns or words that we don't know how to pronounce.
It's funny because the person who sent us this link is someone who also earlier this week posted about people getting their names right.
And I
was like, yeah, bitch, that's fucking right. Like when you're on a panel or when you're somewhere where someone has to fucking say your name publicly, like, hey, people.
Saying names publicly.
I know. I'm laughing at myself for that fucking reason.
Oh, we're doing it wrong.
Listen, there's a new director at the Caddist, okay?
We also have to say that we're speaking on our own behalf and not as representatives
of any organization or
government or department.
Institution, department, other people.
Whatever you
never,
got.
We're never speaking
Should
on behalf of
Should we say anything
else?
I also want to say that this podcast and this episode and every other episode is an art project and has all the legal protections that entails.
Yes. We are not a true source of journalism or news ever.
No, or even a podcast. It's not a podcast. It's an art project. Okay, go ahead, Maysoon.
Okay, perfect. There is a new director at Caddist. It was announced a 1 hour ago on Instagram.
Oh, cool. Wow.
I believe their name is Joe E. Tang. And here there's a statement where the new director says, I am honored to join a dedicated team at CADA San Francisco, building on the knowledge of the organization's dynamic global network and collection and bringing together artists, artworks, and the public. So CADA is celebrating its 20th anniversary and a decade in San Francisco, which I had no idea. That seems like
That's
so long,
wild.
Right? Let's see. The new director shares its mission in activating global conversations, amplified by the artists and in its extraordinary and growing collection. Well, blah, blah, bleep, bop. Sorry, I'm going to just like cruise on. They go on to say, having grown up in Hong Kong and then in Oakland. Oh, so local. Yay. I'm especially invested in the arts and cultural ecology of San Francisco Bay Area and look forward to bridging neighborhoods and cultures and expanding access and audiences to contemporary art. Tang was arts editor of Brooklyn-based literary journal N+1 from 2009 to 2014.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
Yeah. Curator at Palais de Tokyo. In Paris in 2014 and 2015. Director of exhibitions at Beeler Gallery at Columbus College of Art and Design in Ohio.
What? I am in a show there right now. I'm in a show right now at that
space. He was there from 2017 everybody, to 2020. So he was just recently there.
Everybody go, and if you're in the Ohio area, especially over the holidays.
Yeah.
Everybody, because I know everyone's going home to Ohio for the holidays.
Everyone's going home to Ohio. Anyhow, so you have some things to talk about to this new director, Joe E. Tang.
Wow. It's wild that CCAD, the little art school that I went to in Columbus, Ohio, you know, where we had like, you know, our cafeteria for our main dorm of that was like seated like 15 people.
Oh, amazing.
Okay, that's not exactly true. They've grown a lot since I left.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was a tiny little school, and we've had a lot of really good people come through it.
Cool. Well, this is probably one of them, so I'm excited to meet him. That's the new news, the latest 1 hour ago news that I can tell you about, listeners.
Wow, Mason, you really brought it.
we're really jamming on it. If you have any anecdotes about Joey, any special news you want to send us about how excited you are about this new director, what
or anything
hopes are,
else.
You tell us.
Give us a call, 419-351-6606, or you can tweet us at Pine Tree Podcast, or you can send us an email, congratulationspinetree@gmail.com. And I want to remind listeners that we are having our ongoing turkey sighting contest.
Yes.
If you see a live turkey, this is not related to any holiday, but simply our appreciation of wild birds. So send us your turkey pictures. We actually got one.
I know. That I was so excited to actually get one. I was like, holy shit. Tell us about
what
it,
a
Kate.
Momentous. It was an absolutely momentous occasion. We got a contestant sent in a picture with three turkeys. So right now, that's the one to beat.
Yeah.
And sure enough, we never set a deadline for this. So.
Maybe it's by the end of December. And then
No, I think we should just let it rip.
Just keep going. So every once in a while we announce that we're having, the competition is continuing.
Well, because if we keep going into spring, maybe somebody will see a baby turkey.
Oh, I feel like that's going to be really hard to spot, don't you think? Have you seen a baby turkey before?
Well, and you don't want to get between a mother turkey and her baby.
Never want to get between a mother and their baby, period.
Of but any type.
Baby turkeys are also pretty intensely aggressive with you,
and yeah, turkeys in general. So really be careful out there, people. And again, we take no responsibility.
Don't come at us if you get hurt, you know. Yeah. This could be a good time for you to like go through the time machine to your story about meeting a turkey at the Headlands.
My friend Barbara came and met me because I was having an interview for the graduate fellowship at the Headlands. My friend Barbara, who lives over on that side of the bay, came and met me to keep me company while I was nervous. Sure enough, there was a wild turkey down there, kind of like if you're walking from the main buildings over to the basketball court, like down the hill there.
Yeah.
And she saw this turkey. She's like, turkeys are so stupid. And I'm like, dude, no, this is a wild turkey. Like, watch out. They're vicious. And she was like, no way. And she walked right up to it. And sure enough, it puffed up huge and then flew. God. It flew at her.
Oh, my God.
are like Barbara flapped at her. And I'm like, at the time I was like, man, watch out for the beak because it'll bite you. But right. You really got to watch out for the claws. So we took off running.
Good point.
We took off running like bats out of hell.
Yep.
Sure enough, I really bombed that interview.
Because you had the interview afterwards? Because all I
could talk about was the turkey.
Oh, my God, Kate.
Totally shell-shocked.
You needed to be, like, sitting in the car, like, with an eye mask on for, like, until the interview. And then after the interview is when you can go out and hang with the turkeys.
Exactly.
Oh, that must have been very charming, though.
No, Brian Carl was really annoyed with me.
Oh, he was? He was like, listen, this is a serious opportunity. Get it together kind of a thing?
Yes. Basically, yes.
Fuck. Oh.
Okay, and so then, watch out for that.
Did the turkey chase you guys or anything? Did it like kind of come for
yes,
you for a little bit?
Yes, it chased the hell out of us. We had to run up a flight of stairs. Oh, the stairs up to God. The front of the main building, you know?
What do you think it would have done if it caught you? Would it have just like barked at you or would have actually tried to tear you to shreds?
I would have had to hide my wounds.
Oh, no.
You know, and just been like openly bleeding, you know?
You would have had like a torn shirt with like a scratch on your face and been like, hi, everything's totally fine. How are you doing?
Yeah, my guts are hanging out and I'm just like... Well, this is slide 5. Yeah. This is what I was working on for my thesis.
Oh my God. Oh my God. This is kind of hysterical. I feel like that should be a costume. Like the artist going for an interview having been attacked.
Oh wow. Yeah, that's a fun one. That's a little one you have to
You have like
out
your thumb with. Drive on you and you're like or it's like on a chain around your neck. Yeah. or something. Sorry, I know Halloween has passed, but, you know, it's never too late to think about good costume ideas. I feel like, well, me in particular, because the place where I work, which I'm not representing at all in this particular podcast, I'm just talking as an individual. We had to go back to work in person. Kate, you're making so much fucking noise.
I know, I'm going to edit it all out.
Are you making tater tots?
I'm making kale.
We had to go back to work in person a couple days a week starting in November. We recently had an opening that went really well. And I feel like I'm at this point now where I'm sort of re-engaging back in the world. And it's
Hell
kind
yeah,
of,
you are.
It's kind of making me reevaluate. I feel like I'm at this phase where I'm like not interested in like bullshit. Not that I ever was.
Not like before when you loved bullshit.
I just mean like, you know how the art world can be. I feel like there's so much pretension and stuff that just makes us all feel so uncomfortable and awful a lot of the time. I think I'm really leaning out of that scene or trying to lean way out. Like,
okay, how do you do that?
I don't want to do that anymore. Like just kind of like, I don't want to do that anymore. I don't want to encourage that. I'm not interested in that. I want people just to be like, can we just be real and friendly with one another? Do we have to be putting on all these airs a lot of the time? Which doesn't happen.
Okay,
in
how
a lot
do
of
you
scenes.
Do it?
I don't know. I think
because I think a lot of people that you know, I think nobody would say they want to be part of that. You know, but sometimes it's kind of inevitable.
I know. I am still working it out. I had an interaction that I was like, you know, that felt shitty. I don't want to do that anymore. I think I'm just sort of like kind of cutting, maybe it's like not cutting people out of your life, but just sort of like not investing in relationships or in people that behave badly. You know what I mean?
Can we get a little hypothetical? Can we do a role play?
We can't. You can.
Just an imaginary role play?
No, because it's
I'll
too
be
fresh.
The bad guy. It's fresh.
It's too fresh for me. I
Are
can't,
they going to know that we're talking about
I this? Think so. So I have to be, I can't, it's tricky. I'll tell you about it afterwards.
Well, but Maysoon, we need to give specific advice to stop the system.
Okay. So if you go to a gallery and someone like cuts you in line, let's say you're waiting in line.
There's a line?
I don't know. I'm so bad at this.
Wait, I got it.
What's the situation?
Let's just meet, okay? I'm the bad one, okay?
Okay.
Okay, you're a curator or whatever.
I'm just an art goer, let's say. I'm at a gallery.
You're just a rando at an art show.
I'm a rando
But you're
at
part
an
of the
show.
Art community.
Okay, I'm part of the art community, and I'm a rando.
Right, so you're a known
A known unknown.
Oh, God. Donald Rumsfeld. Okay.
I'm Donald Rumsfeld.
No. Sorry. Go back to your grave. Go back to your grave.
I'm back. I'm no longer Donald Rumsfeld.
It would be kind of nice if Donald Rumsfeld came back as a zombie because no one could fault you for like
for like really wanting to.
I have to bleep that. I'm bleeping all that.
You probably should. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Okay. We're at a gallery. Hey, Mittens McCoy. Really good to see you.
Yeah, you too. Hey, are you still doing that podcast?
Oh shit. Yep, we're still doing it. We're off the cuff and we do our own thing. Sure are doing it. Oh,
that's cool. I kind of stopped listening, you know, because.
Yeah, that's okay. It's not for everyone.
Who can listen to anything? But, so what are you up to these days? Are you still like in the arts or do you live here anymore?
I'm standing before you, so I do still live here, not that that's always the case. And I am still working in the arts. I know the pandemic's been quite a long time, but still doing the same thing. I mean, still working at the gallery. How about you? Are you still in the arts? Are you still practicing?
You know me. I'm the director of the San Francisco Highlight of All Time Association.
Oh, you're still doing that job. I see. Okay. Well, that sounds great.
Wow, Mason, you really came back with the exact same energy. You really did Aikido on it.
I don't know if I should do that, though. I think maybe I should just be like, great to see you. Bye.
Well, I have to say I made a song a few weeks ago about how you should never ask an artist if they're still making art. And I just want to go ahead and play that now because I had cut it out of the show the last time I tried to
put it in. You did not. Oh, it's so good.
If you see an artist while they're out and about, don't ask them if they still make art. Never do that. Don't ever do that. Okay, Mason, you were really let's reverse roles and you be the problem person and I'll be how I genuinely am in these situations.
Okay, the problem person isn't going to say hi to you. Just FYI.
Well, that would be great. Then I'll just avoid them.
Well, no, you come up to them and be like, hi, how's it going?
I never start talking to somebody I don't know or think is a problem person.
Oh, shit. Really? Okay, well, maybe that's the answer then.
Oh, yeah.
If you know or think someone is a problem person in whatever way.
If someone's going to be mean to you.
Just ignore them.
Don't talk to them.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That sounds good.
But if they come to you, you probably want to be cordial or whatever. But I mean, depending on how evil they are, if they're just straight up evil, then.
Well, no one's just straight up evil. And that's the problem. That's the hard thing about this situation. That no one's just going to be like, hey, you're a bitch.
Right. We're just talking about dick bag.
Could you imagine if there was someone who was in the art world who was just like punching people? It's like a way to
just
say
coming
hi.
In. Oh.
God, that is awful.
I didn't think about that.
That's like, hey, Kate. What the fuck? No, that just wouldn't happen.
Okay, but you be the problem person and you come to me.
Hey, nice shoes.
Oh, my God. Hi. How are you? Good to see you.
Yeah, whatever.
My cats have lunch together always at the same time every day.
Oh, well, cats are cute.
Do you have a cat?
I have a cat.
That's cute.
It's
What's
old.
Your cat's name? Oh, that's okay. I have an old cat.
His name is Franklin.
Oh, do you have a picture?
You know, this is a good one because I think cats are like the great equalizer, huh?
I'm telling you, pets, just don't talk about art. Don't talk
just
about the art
only
world.
Only talk about cats. Okay.
Talk about cats. Talk about cats, family, food.
Done deal. I'm gonna put that one right in my front pocket.
I'm telling you, it gets
really
everything to a low. It brings the boiling down to a low simmer.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes you get caught off guard, though. You get caught off guard and you go, cats! You just like yell cats.
Yeah, just scream cats and then run in
you
the
then
corner
run.
With
They're
your arms flying around.
Flailing. Oh my God, yeah. I can't wait to try that one. People
okay,
are really
going
to be like, Maysoon has really gone in a new direction. See, but it's interesting that you say like when we did the role play where you were the asshole and I just came back at you with the same bullshit energy. I don't want to do that is what I'm also trying to say. I don't want to even engage in that.
I liked it. I thought it was cool.
Yeah, but it's kind of just like, it's still, I don't know. I don't want to do that. I want to try to just be like, I don't know. I'm trying to remove negativity. And I feel like that is like, is still doing the negative thing. I don't know. I'm still navigating this new post-pandemic world. And I think this is one area where I'm like, you know, I just don't want to do that anymore.
Well, Maysoon, I have been reading a book called Nonviolent Communication.
Oh, yeah, good. God, I want to read that.
Okay, everyone should read it. It's been going around. I'm sure most people have read it. This time, I'm literally reading it with my own eyes.
Wow. You're not even having someone read it for you.
Nothing. It's just me.
Good job.
Completely filterless, my eyes scanning and comprehending the words. Okay, but anyhow, so the main gist of nonviolent communication is just that we're kind of conditioned to always be looking for what's wrong, like when people are talking to us, always be like fact-checking and whatever. And instead, nonviolent communication shifts it to hearing what the feelings that people are communicating in what they're talking about.
And nonviolent communication helps us come back to life. Back to a more natural way of living, where our evaluations are on the basis of how needs are served. Are we meeting our needs and the needs of others, rather than who is what? Who's right, who's wrong, who's good, and who's bad? No. Are our needs getting met? And if not, what can we do so that everyone's needs get met? That's the language of nonviolent communication. Our training is based on the assumption that the kind of beliefs and judgments that people have that lead them to dehumanize one another and to deny each other's rights, that language, we think, is a distortion of need language. That people are trying to say is that our needs are in danger. Some of our needs are in danger. So we not only have to get one side to say clearly what's alive in them, what needs of yours are not getting met, then I have to get the other side to connect with that. And that's not easy, even if it's a simple message. So the empathy is the second party seeing this other person's humanness. And the way we see the humanness is by seeing the needs without these enemy images clouding that. It's not easy to do that. It requires full presence to what is alive in this other person.
And if you come to conversations with that in mind, instead of like, oh, we're about to like show who's better than the other person, right, or who's smarter, who knows more, it's really about sharing your soul and your spirit and being seen by another human being for the humanity that you have. but I think that has really, I'm trying to shift also I'm right there with you, Maysoon, let's enhance the positivity.
Good, yeah. I'm into it.
Or whatever, positivity or like just more holistic approach to existence.
Yes, it's real. I think it's totally good. I'm into it. I feel like we might have some listeners who are gonna be like, pfft. But maybe not. We have some pretty wholesome listeners.
Nah, they're all woo-woo freaks. Yay. Out there sucking on crystals all night.
I love that. It's, you know, the description that you gave me actually reminded me of a family member and conversations that we try to have with them where they're kind of, instead of actually listening to what you're saying, they are kind of pulling out their phone and trying to prove, like, get the facts right. And it's really, really annoying. It's like, dude, the facts aren't actually what's important in this situation. Like,
yeah, there's no legislation that's going to come out of a casual convo.
Yeah, it's like that's, and so it ends up like really impacting like the feeling of the conversation or the feeling of the evening. We're sort of like, oh, that was exhausting because this person just was constantly coming at us with like, oh, no, it wasn't that. It was this. And then us having to be like, no, actually, it was this. And then someone has to fucking pull their phone out and do that bullshit, you know, where it's sort of like, this isn't even the point of the conversation. Like, that's not even what we're talking about. I'm all for that. Like, drop the kind of like, I need to be right feeling and just like, listen to the feelings.
This is great info as people may be visiting loved ones.
Visiting family right now.
Check out nonviolent communication, people. I'm sure you can get an ebook out from the library of it.
I'm gonna need that. Although I won't be visiting my family, but I do have phone conversations with them all the time. So that's gonna be helpful.
If anyone thinks that that book is actually bad for some reason, please let me know.
Yeah, maybe it doesn't acknowledge certain kinds of trauma or something, or who knows?
It is kind of old.
Yeah.
From what I know.
Even though this is your first book, the first book you've read in quite a while.
This is the first book I've ever read.
You're incredibly intelligent, and you will be able
thank
to weed
so
through
much.
The garbage.
God, thank you, Maysoon. Okay, what else have we got?
Okay, so you were saying, like, exposing your soul and listening to their soul and their feelings and stuff. And I was like,
yes.
That scares the fuck out of me.
Oh, no.
And it does because, well, this is another, in this club that I'm part of, there've been some conflicts between, like, you know, different subcommittees in the club. And the person who's currently kind of like leading or heading the club is trying to like bring us all together to be like, you know, friends and like, let's get along. And there's a small faction of us or a group of us that's sort of like, we're not quite ready. Like, I don't know if I want to expose like my inner self to these people who've like caused harm in some ways, you know, like in the club. And so that's like, that made me think of that. I was like, oh, I'm scared. Like, I'm scared to like expose my soul to some people. Like, not, you know, I don't know if that's for everyone, right? That's kind of like my own personal, it's your own personal choice.
Hey, if you've
choice.
Been burned before, it's hard to be vulnerable with people.
Yes, but it is okay, I think, to sort of like check every situation and be like, maybe this is an okay time to try. Maybe this time is not the time to try. You know, like to sort of like always check in with yourself in every moment where you have those questions. You know, the clubs that I'm part of, they can be kind of tricky.
Yeah, you really got a lot of people in your club. Okay, Mason.
I do love tennis, though. Okay. I mean, I never want to leave the tennis club. It's just so fun, but it's just a tricky one sometimes.
I can't imagine you playing tennis.
You can't?
Hell no.
Why?
Have you ever?
I'm actually quite athletic.
No, I know you're athletic, but that's not the sport I would put
tennis.
You in.
Basketball?
Basketball for
Basketball
sure.
Basketball's super fun.
Uh-oh, Maysoon. We recently cleaned the apartment, and now I can't find my bird book.
Oh, shit.
Okay, just talk about one more thing real quick.
I'm going to recommend a new snack for our listeners. If you're in the studio working, you know, working all the hours, or if you're just at home wishing you were at the studio, I've got a new snack for you. In fact, it's not very new, but it's new to me, new. Lesser Evil. Simple Acts Clean Snacks.
I can't find my bird book, so let's just do a little quick look at the wild turkey in accordance with our turkey competition and not with any American governmental genocidal holidays.
Yes.
So the California turkey. Did you know there's its own turkey? Meleagris californica.
Okay.
Is the Latin name. Oh no, Maysoon, it's extinct.
Oh, fucking California with its extinct animals. God damn
it. Oh my goodness. It was indigenous to the Pleistocene and early Holocene eras in California. It's been estimated that the Californian turkey went extinct about 10,000 years ago.
Oh,
wow,
Jesus.
This is an ancient-ass fucking turkey.
Do they have a picture of it?
That does overlap with humanity, though. Yeah. They have a rendering of it and a skeleton of it.
Oh, cool. I love skeletons.
Fossil evidence indicates that the Californian turkey was stockier than the wild turkey of the eastern United States with a shorter, wider beak, but was largely similar otherwise. It's a very common fossil in the La Brea tar pits.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Shorter, wider beak? Is that what the difference between current turkeys?
That's right.
Wow. Maybe that's why I was going to ask you if you know why turkeys are aggressive. And like in general, they seem to be known as like an aggressive animal, even without their babies around.
I think most birds
and
would
maybe
be
it's
more
because
aggressive
they're
if
extinct.
They were bigger.
Maybe it's because they're like,
oh yeah, they knew they were like, we lost one 10,000 years ago.
They're like, we're not letting you fuck with us this time.
It's not happening again.
You know what? Good on you, turkeys. I respect that. Fuck humans.
We have nothing but respect for the turkeys, and we'll be respecting the turkeys from the bridge
to the other bridge
to the island in between. This has been Congratulations Pine Tree. That's gonna be a weird one.